the scenes, behind the glass. There's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Two producers who happen to be homies, just chowing on the junkies, yeah. It's Pit Season, what a time to be alive. Pit Season, couple of regular guys. It's Pit Season, go have yourself a laugh. It's Pit Season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Drab here.
Matt Valdez here.
This is episode 146 of Bit Season. It is Thursday, October 3rd. Hope everyone's having a great week.
I'm hoping especially Rob is having a great week.
Who's Rob?
Rob? Come on, Drab. That's the guy that was hyping us up on air. That called in to talk about Cakes' pickleball.
Good caller.
You want to get on our good side? Hype us up on air.
Always could use more of that. Appreciate that, Rob. He said it's the best podcast out there.
Thank you.
Joned on Cakes.
Yeah. And it helps because Drab's been beefing with callers lately, too.
Oh, your boy. Yeah. You know what? I got into an argument with a caller earlier this week, Joe from Manassas. Joe, I don't know if you listen to this podcast. You're banned. You're got a lifetime ban like Pete Rose. He called in off air, and I put him on a lot of. He's usually a nice guy, but he gets so wound up, and then like with his hot take of the day, and then he said something like to me, and sometimes I just like to push back. He hasn't figured this out yet. I like to push back to see what he's going to say a little bit, so I can get more out of him. It's not for me. I don't really care what you say.
It's not like you're doing a show back there.
But sometimes people think they're more ready to go on air than they are. And so I like to push back because thinking, oh, the junkies might say this. And so if I push back on him a little bit, and he like freaked out and he goes, you don't know what the F you're talking about. I know more about baseball than you never even played baseball, Drab.
Or something like that. Is that
true? No, of course. Little League.
Everyone's played baseball.
And I'm like, oh,
well,
yeah.
maybe he pushed back because he played at a higher level.
Who would know?
I don't.
He had a horrible Pete Rose take that didn't make any sense, and so I pushed back. And he's actually one of my least favorite callers because he thinks he knows everything because he played college baseball or he was drafted out of high school in the 79th round by the Texas Rangers. He's that guy who calls in. Who cares? Nobody cares.
You've been sparring with people too on Bluetooth recently.
Like, standard. That's standard.
I know, but it's becoming an epidemic. I feel like, and it kind of pushed you over the edge.
What did I say today?
I could just hear it in your voice how exacerbated you are.
Mm. Oh, by the way, Joe, I know what slur you called me when you texted Valdez. I don't use that word.
Well, I forget what it is.
He called me, as Bickle likes to say, the R word. Can you get a hold of your friends? Your friends are making you look bad.
My friends? He's a listener. I play golf with him.
He's got your phone number. He texts you about me.
Larry has my phone number. Larry Hicks.
Larry Hicks.
LTC. Does that mean we're friends?
I don't know. Most people who have my phone number are my friends, or at least acquaintances. It's making you look bad.
Okay.
So get a hold of your boy. I actually forgot about it until you just brought it up. But yeah, you're banned, Joe. Not a lifetime ban.
Until I decide.
I'm the commissioner. I'm the keeper of the gate, Joe. One of these days, you're going to figure that out. And you will be unbanned when I feel like you're sorry enough.
Hey, speaking of listener interaction, I don't understand it. It's very weird. So obviously the Orioles stink and they lost and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard Peter from Burke today acting like my grandma died because they lost in the playoffs. There's two sides of the coin here. Either everyone is like Peter from Burke, where they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry for your loss. Or people have glee in the fact that your team lost.
Well,
I'm just saying.
You talk about this team on the air. Given rants. Remember your Yankees rant? You all summer.
I know. That's mostly because I hate the Yankees.
I know, but you're puffing your chest out.
I know, because it felt good.
So those Yankee fans that are excited to see you fall on your face. Uh-huh. And then there might be other fans that are a little bit more compassionate who actually care about your well-being, even though you were golfing during the playoff game. See, you're a conundrum. You're a tough guy to figure out.
What do you mean?
You're golfing during playoff games, but you also say...
I've watched every game.
I watch the O's over the Ravens. But you're watching a random August Wednesday baseball game. Like, you're obsessing about that. But when it gets to October playoff baseball, you couldn't be bothered because you're going to go play a little golf.
Oh, so, okay. So hold on.
You play golf in the rain over watching the O's.
My hierarchy of things I enjoy. Number one, golf. Number two, Orioles. Number three, Ravens.
All right, well,
don't you know that golf above all, that is my
no,
that is what I enjoy. It's what I do.
That's fine, but then you're not a fan. I don't want to hear any more Yankee rants from you next year.
All right, fine.
You're just a tough guy to figure out. People know. Sunday's 4 o'clock, Drab's dialed into the Seahawks. Drab's staying up late watching Geno Smith throw darts all over the field. They know I'm locked in. No question about it. I don't pretend like I'm a Mariners fan for 1 month out of the year.
Okay. All right, do you know what? Won't talk any more Orioles.
I
put a moratorium.
I just want you to pick a side.
I don't.
It's either IJS or get those Yankee bums out of my city. I don't know. I sit next to you 25 hours a week, 26 hours a week, including this show. And I haven't figured you out. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. No, actually.
Whose fault is it?
They stink. They can't hit. It's kind of water on the duck's back. Isn't that the saying? Isn't that the cliche? I've moved on from it. Last year, the Ravens, playoff loss. I know when to invest in the team, in the teams that I root for.
That sounds like front runner.
I mean, I keep a watchful eye. I'm watching, but I know when to invest. I can tell. Last year, the Ravens statistically were the best team since the 85 Bears.
Could you tell when you told us that the Ravens were going to get boat raced by the Bills?
Did I say that?
Yes.
Well, don't you know?
Or the Cowboys. See, I'll give you this. You're an O's expert. But you are Ravens Rube right now. Okay.
Well, this is what I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to do this every season. They're going to ask me what I think about the game, and I'll just say they're going to lose.
Why do you say that?
Because that way.
Why don't you say they're going to win every week? Nobody cares if you're wrong.
Everyone cares that you're wrong. Huh. Don't you understand that? People care if you're wrong all the time. You want to know why?
You want to know why? You sound like Bickle.
You want to know why?
Okay. Jason, are you afraid to give an opinion?
No, I'm just going to say. Because no one else gives an opinion, that way you, your opinion is held in higher regard.
Mm.
If you just, I'm just going to say that this is what, and I learned this last year, is that it doesn't get you in trouble. You say, yeah, the Ravens, I think the Ravens are going to beat the Bengals, but you know what, Joe Burrow's good, so I could see it going the other way. That's what I learned last year.
Nah, we don't do that.
That's what I learned.
No, we don't do that. Hey,
I know when to invest in the team. I knew that it was a dog with the Orioles were a dog with fleas. So I not jump ship, but I knew it just was completely unlikely.
Can I tell you what happened this morning during that baseball segment?
What's that?
About 5:30, I popped a caffeine pill. All right.
You're taking pills?
Yeah. I was a little bit too jacked up for that first segment. Okay. I came out of the gates hot and I started ranting. It's not even a segment about me. It should have been, if you're going to talk to one of us, it should have been you. behind the glass, right? Uh-huh. But I was giving all kinds of hot takes about I hate three game. I was ranting about three game series.
Yeah.
I was saying Brandon Hyde, take a good look around. I was saying that it's BS that division winners don't get a home game in the playoffs.
Uh huh.
I think I had too much caffeine around 5:30 in the morning because Eric was looking at me like I was
an alien,
and then he was like, "You like baseball?"
By the way, that was the most insulting thing.
I mean, how many times do I have to tell these guys I like baseball?
I don't know.
It ricks me.
Do you know what else? Well, you know what ricks me? Mm. I don't understand it. And all four of the guys do this. Drap, how long have I been eating the same breakfast here at the radio station?
I think we're on year three.
Literally 3 years of the same exact thing.
8 a.m.
The same time, the same breakfast, the same ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've been asked countless times what I'm heating up. You're having an avocado today? When do you start eating avocados? What is that?
Who's asking those?
Oh my god,
it's got to be Bickle.
Eric does it nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
JP does it, but it's a little bit less than Eric. I mean, I am so tired of answering the same question over and over about what I'm making.
Snap at him one day. Say, I'm eating the same thing I eat every day.
I've said that to them.
Tattoo this on your forehead.
I've said that to them. I said, I eat this every day.
Well, he's just making small talk. He's taking an interest in your life.
I know, but I would be better served if you remember what someone said.
Can I tell you something? I think you're a little crabby today.
Why is that?
I think the O's get losing actually bothering you more than you're letting on, which is fine. But I know you're Mr. IJS, but I know you well enough to know that you're a little bit ricked today because of the O's. You're not you will say I'm not in a bad mood. Nothing's wrong, but I know you're not jovial. I like jovial Valdez.
I'm very jovial.
Yeah.
I don't know what I need to do to prove that it's cool. It's fine. It's great regular season. It was fun watching the games.
What about Rubenstein's tweet after the game? I saw him saying what
next year?
Yeah, it's get him next year.
That's the story of everyone's life. Get him next year.
Yeah, well, that's baseball for you.
I know.
You got teams like the Royals who are bad 9 out of 10 years, and then they come out of nowhere.
I cut bait. You can call me a fake fan, mm-hmm. whatever you want. But I just see the team that has flaws. And then I stand by it. That's why I was willing to shove all my chips in on the Ravens, is because mm-hmm. I actually thought they had a legit Super Bowl winning team. Just after the years of watch.
Last year.
Yeah, last year.
Oh, you said they're winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was willing to shove my chips in. And you do this with your teams. You know when the team has
yes,
it or not.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
You know it because you've seen it. And it's hard to reiterate to people about what you see and everything. But you're willing to put your balls on the line on certain years, on certain teams. And you're willing
only
to
only have it blow up in your face.
Yeah.
Hey, keep bringing them. I enjoy it. You'll feel better tomorrow.
I'll
speak for him. He'll feel better tomorrow.
I don't understand.
He'll be in a better
mood. Why are you trying to put words in my mouth?
I'm
more ticked off at that.
That's what my wife does to me. What's wrong? Nothing. Something's wrong. You tell me. No, actually, what's bothering me now is you keep asking me what's wrong.
So you're wifing me right now?
Yeah, I'm nagging you.
Hey, speaking of your wife, didn't you mention that you're trying to declutter your garage and she's got just a bunch of junk in there that...
Yes. It's a frustrating process. I'm trying to declutter my whole house. There's something that stuck with me that was said on the Junkies. I think JP brought it up. It was, he read a story, of course, that'd be JP, that someone was throwing away a bag of trash a day. Do you remember that story?
Yes, I remember.
A couple months ago?
Yeah, they would go through their house, uh-huh. collect one bag of trash.
And they did it for years.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, that stuck with me, and I want to do that. I want to go through. I just want to get rid of stuff. And it's not because I'm a minimalist like JP. It's just I got too much stuff, and I'd like to cut down and get new stuff. Get out with the old, in with the new. Got a lot of trash, just, you know, old clothes, stuff, exercise equipment that, you never use, kids stuff that they've outgrown, all that. But my wife, she really just, she cannot let go of anything.
Is this what happens in my mind is that, and then people do this all the time, is that when they're trying to declutter, they find something and then there's a reminisce. Yeah, there's a flood of memories about the product, the clothing yeah. item, the exercise equipment. Maybe it was a gift that you haven't really opened or used yet. And in your head, you rationalize, I can do blank with this. And so then you start going in your head about, I got to start using it. And then you throw it out.
So if I ask my wife, do you want this? The answer is too many times yes, right? So then I take it in my own hands. I'm like, I'm just going to start throwing stuff away.
Hey, what about asking, say, what are you going to use this for? Or when are you going to use this?
It's always, I might need it. Right? Or I want to, the big one is I want to sell it. But nothing ever gets sold. And it never goes up on Facebook Marketplace. By the way, Facebook Marketplace, huge scam.
What do you mean?
I didn't realize there were so many scammers. Like they have fake profiles of, like, they'll take a picture of a mom out there, right? Uh-huh. And they'll, my kid's birthday is in a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to get them bunk beds. I don't really feel like spending $900 on a bunk bed.
Like the brand,
a brand new one.
With the ladder
from Max and Lily or something like that. So
bunk beds are silly.
Of course.
I've always dreamed of having a bunk bed.
I had a bunk bed when I was a kid.
I didn't get a bunk bed until college.
I had one of those old school bunk beds without any railings, and you would just fall off of it in the middle of the night, fall 6 feet to the ground and break your ribs. It was horrible.
Well, imagine, so in college at the University of Maryland, they had your beds like side by side. Yeah. And what everyone did was
they bunked them up.
They bunked them up. So like they had like this wooden pole that would go into the slots of the legs of the bed.
Were you on the top or the bottom bunk?
My freshman year, I was on the top bunk.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Very scary.
For your roommate.
Hey, cause you know I'm bringing some big girls back.
Yeah.
I know.
hey, VD, this is Beatrice.
This is Brenda. Me, Brenda. But I've always been infatuated with bunk beds, especially being on the top bunk, because I thought that was cool when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Having the top bunk.
Being the elevation, yeah.
Yeah, but I ended up sucking, because you had to climb up the thing all the time. You had to climb down or jump down. Suck. All right, but anyways.
Anyways, earlier this week, I was on Facebook Marketplace. Every once in a while, you know, I've had some success selling stuff on there, but I haven't really been buying much ever on there. And so I'm sending people messages about bunk beds that I see on there, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'll go through like a whole thing with somebody only to find out that, and they'll go over the details with you.
About like price pickup and like the
about
condition.
Pick up the condition of the bed, where they're at, kind of thing, pickup or delivery. Oh, let me ask my husband if he can drop it off type thing, right?
Okay.
Comes back, yeah, my husband could drop it off. He has a pickup. Can you pay $15 for gas, $20, right? And I'm like, all right, well, if they're going to bring it over. And then they go, okay, can you send over some money to hold it, right? So say it's like a $300 used bunk bed, right?
Yeah.
They'll say, oh, I'll just read it to you. Okay, can you do an amount now and then the rest upon delivery? I said that, keep in mind, I've been talking to this lady.
Yeah.
That makes me nervous because I've been burned before. I was hoping just to pay cash. I understand. I was also once affected. Let's just make it $50 Venmo now. And then she says, without me responding, just Venmo half, then the rest on cash pickup. I said, I can't do that.
Right.
I still think I'm talking to some wife out there. I said, I can't do that. I'm sorry. I will pay at drop off. That's standard. I don't want to get burned. I'm really sorry. Nothing against you at all. I'm the only one out money, and there are many scammers out here. Not that you are one. Just need to protect my money.
Okay. That's a very intelligent, nice reply.
And then this is when all the bells went off. I'm like, oh my God, I've just wasted 20 minutes talking to this person. I'm getting scammed. Send half now. Just cure it down since I get many inquiries about it. And then she says, I also feel offended. Trust me, I'm not forgetting. It's refundable in case you change your mind. And then she goes on, and I just say, I'm sorry. Unless you're going to, I can pay it, drop off. I'm not paying.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll wait for another listing. So then she stopped responding. Then I did it to another person. Exact same thing. Oh, Venmo, send me the money now. Send me half now. Those always send me half.
You said you got burned before. How did you get burned
No,
before?
I just said that because I knew it, I had a feeling it was a scam.
Okay, right? Because so I was going to question your intelligence. Then,
No. I've never gotten burned. I know the rule on these things is you pay cash and you take cash.
Yes.
For the most part.
Yes.
Right? Because I don't want someone to Venmo me something and then they cancel it. Like they call fraud or something, and that money gets taken out of my account. Uh-huh. I want you to put cash in my hand.
Yeah.
And then we're good to go.
I was questioning your
street
smarts.
I'm not sending you money beforehand.
No.
Right. Anyways, I did have actually something I wanted to ask you about that. Now, I've been called cheap many times, right?
Yeah.
I like to think I'm more
frugal.
No, experienced, right?
All right.
So I go over to, I finally find a guy, I go over to the Nextdoor app because I knew like there's probably not many scammers over there. I find a guy, silly.
You're knee deep in the marketplaces, by the way. Yeah.
I find a silly bunk bet, right?
Okay.
This guy sends, looks nice, sends me the name of it. I look it up. This thing's like over $3,000 bet.
Like brand new?
Brand new, when you buy it from the store. Now, look, this thing had like a little crack in it, nothing a little wood glue can't fix.
Okay.
All right. But it's beautiful. Solid wood, right?
Oh, yeah.
Solid wood. None of this confetti wood or whatever they call that. All right. Sawdust.
Yeah.
You get like something from Walmart.
The fake stuff.
And I go over to this guy's house. Huge, huge house. Kill for this guy's kind of money. Indian man. Butt nice. Charming the pants off of me. And I'm looking at it, and I see two silly mattresses.
Okay.
All right. And he tells me his kids have been sleeping on it since 2016, or he got it in 2016.
Hold on, the bunk bed.
The bunk bed, okay. But it's also got mattresses.
Okay.
On it.
Did you not expect the mattresses to come with, or you thought it was just the frame?
Well, no, that's the thing I want to add. I just expected, like, I would buy a mattress. Like, I don't know. I was just... I thought it would be disassembled and you maybe they move the mattress into it's a twin over full, right? So a twin on top, full on the bottom.
Yeah, that, those are the kind where the top is smaller, the bottom is much, much larger.
All right. So he says, the mattress, I was going to donate it to charity. And I'm like, all right. He goes, is it nubs for me to get a mattress? All right,
okay.
That some other kid has been sleeping on for the last 6 years that's probably peed all over it, all right? And he goes, let me show you. He takes the sheet off of it and shows me. There's stains on it, right?
Oh.
It doesn't look like pee stains. He says they're juice stains.
that's kind of tilting.
He goes, he says he had some story about how his wife was sitting on it and she spilled wine or something. I don't know what it was. It was like a purple stain of some sort. And I'm like, I know I wouldn't sleep. I wouldn't sleep on that. Who knows?
But your kids,
they don't really know the half of it.
And
he goes, I bought this mattress new for $650. I'm like, yeah, this kind of looks like a nice mattress, all right, for a kid. And I'm like, all right. I'll take it off your hands.
Uh-huh.
And end up getting both the mattresses and the bed, a steal of a price. I mean, an absolute steal of a
price. Can I ask how much it was?
You
can flash it to me.
No. I'm only paying $250 for this thing.
What?
He told me the bed cost $3,700. I don't know what he's doing.
What's going on?
I don't know. I found a steal. All right.
Okay. I can tell by the glee in your voice.
I know, but I'm hesitant to even say that because I haven't secured it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm going back over. My parents are coming to town this weekend. One of the things we're doing is we're going to go back over there and throw it into my SUV. And we got a friend coming with a pickup and all kinds of stuff. I'm a little worried. I'm celebrating at the 5 yard line here.
Okay. And then someone's going to take you down
swoop
from behind.
In or he'll change his mind. And
he's like the DK Metcalf.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. He knows that, oh my God, I could be selling this thing for like 900.
Do you know what it is? No. It's you lucked out, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm.
Because his wife is probably nagging him so much to get that thing out of the house that to him, it's actually worth more that you're getting it out of the house for him than the $250.
That's what I'm thinking. He had a nice house, a big basement. By the way, not to stereotype or anything, but there's a reason why these Asians and Indian kids just pummel us in school.
Why is that?
The rest of us Americans. Because in his basement, he had an entire setup. Like, there were no video game consoles. He had, like, a robotics thing in his basement where his kids were building robots and like, erector sets.
He's
going to
have a silly engineer on his hand.
He's creating engineers. Like, it's in their, not only is it in their blood, but it's part of their culture. Like, they just know what they're doing when it comes to educating children. The rest of us,
toss them an iPad.
Sure. Tell them to Blake shut up. And Tinsley are watching Peppa Pig and all Blue this crap, Bluey, and all this just waste, eyeballs rotting.
Uh-huh.
And he's got his young kids building robots.
Did you just feel like an inferior parent?
I just felt like a stupid person. Like, I'm white trash. just terrible idiot.
You know, it's like the Sandlot. Mm-hmm. When the kid had his erector set to go try and retrieve the ball. That's the Indian kid in the basement.
I know. I'm not trying to stereotype, but sometimes
things ring true.
And he also had a drum set. I was a little jealous. A silly drum set for his kid.
Well, they're just, they're obvious. How old are his kids?
I didn't see them, but I think they're probably like around 10 or something now. I mean, maybe, he had multiple kids. So I don't know. Age 6 to 12. He said he had many kids.
I mean, he's just cultivating the future of America right there.
Right. Yeah. He's building a dynasty.
He is. That's a great family. That's what I would think, that it's about getting it out of the house more so than selling something for
money. I think he wants it out because he was saying something about ripping carpet out and putting wood flooring down in the basement. I didn't really know.
Hey, don't you think the junkies should have a marketplace?
Like, I know.
Like, not just the junks themselves, mm-hmm. but like the listener community. Like, we all kind of have the same kind of interests, don't we?
All right. So selling golf clubs.
Yeah, golf clubs. Clothes. We all dress the same, I feel like.
Let's start a junkies marketplace.
Yeah, marketplace.
No.
Junkies
centric. Junkies junk.
Yeah. Junk.
Ease. Yeah, all right. The junkies.
All right. The junk ease.
Okay.
All right. Everyone.
This is one of the ideas that we have that we never follow through.
Well, I don't know how to create the marketplace. I'm spitballing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a community where we have all of our crap. JP can post all the
JP's
stuff.
JP's the admin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. JP would totally eat this up. It's just a bunch of people because, you know, our listeners share the same interest as other listeners and us.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of searching high and low for certain things, plus, wouldn't you want to serve our community of listeners more so than some random person?
But say if they're selling some old TaylorMades, why wouldn't they just put that in the general marketplace? Why would you have to sell it to junkies listeners?
Just because, you know, junkies listeners like golf more so than a general one. And plus, it's,
right.
You know, wouldn't you rather buy something from someone related to the show or has an interest in the show?
You're not being scammed.
You know, you're not being scammed.
Okay.
You can be trustworthy about it.
All right. You know, what are some of the top things that listeners are going to be selling in there?
Okay. Teresa can put all of her woodworking stuff out there.
All right.
Don't you think a lot of people would be interested in that?
What?
Same thing with John DePompa. John DePompa and Teresa Bishop could be Junkies Marketplace.
Like, I don't understand that. Like, why Jason and people they're not selling to their audience.
I don't.
You know,
I don't,
they have a brand. Everybody's got a brand. They have a brand.
Right.
Tailgate Ted should be selling grills in there or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, I got a used mm-hmm. I got a used green egg. I'm getting a brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants this thing for $200? Come pick it up.
Well, they don't even have to be listeners to call it on air. They could just be anybody.
Yeah, totally.
It could be anything.
Like, you don't have to be, you don't have to call in to be a part of the marketplace. It's like a swap shop.
American Pickers.
Yeah. Oh, RIP.
All right. Hey, you know what? Let's pitch it to JP tomorrow. See if he wants to be the admin in the junkies.
Junkies.
In the junkies junk page. All right. And just a swap of we encourage bartering.
Right.
All right. I want to see everybody getting rid of those still barking books.
Dog-eared corner because it had, no one finished it.
How many of those are going to be up there?
I don't know.
Still barking, $1.
What if JP has some of his books and he puts them on there himself? But doesn't he always say like his wife has so many Lululemon stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if she's... it's old clothing.
Yeah,
that maybe it doesn't fit, or you don't like it, or you don't wear it, or you don't use it. Put it on the marketplace.
All right. Hey, I
know some people don't like buying used clothes.
My kids right now, right this minute, are wearing Isabella Flames clothes. Because JP has brought in bags of clothes over the years, uh-huh. And now my girls are finally to the age where I was getting the first hand-me-downs from Isabella. When she was like 5.
That's great.
So, yeah.
But I think that's a good idea. And I think it can kind of counteract your scammers that you've come across on Marketplace.
I like it.
And then the scammers will probably come feast on all of our guys, right?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to put that in yours and JP's hands. You guys be the admins, all right? My social media plate is full right now.
I know. I saw you today, and you were doing something I would never thought you would be doing during one of the breaks. I want you to inform our audience your new hobby.
Okay.
All right.
I'll tell you when we come back.
Hey, I got to let you know, though, today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep. Show your support for Drabby and me by heading to Don't Sleep Energy right now. DontSleepEnergy.com right now. When you get there, use that promo code BITTIES to save 10% on every order. Need a quick boost to get you through your CrossFit workout? Pound a 2-ounce energy shot. That's a hard word to say. Need a stay ready in case your wife calls you into action unexpectedly? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Throw some swag into your cart before you check out. And remember, don't sleep. It makes you great. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 146. We had a good tease heading into break. Drabby's new hobby, he's going to be big time. He's probably going to leave the show. He's going to leave Bit Season at some point because he's going to become TikTok famous.
I don't think I'm
going to. Drabby Flame. Kelsey t-shirt over there.
Yeah, I need to hit up Kelsey to learn all the tricks. I started a TikTok. I'm the old head on TikTok. I get it.
What possessed you to do this?
Well, first off, I don't think you're one to... I mean, you're a few years younger than me, but Mr. Jumbo Lump over there, you started a TikTok and you put out a sizzle reel.
I did. That was my best work.
And you never posted after that.
I know.
What was the handle again?
Jumbo Lump.
I know. You got to bring that back.
I was going to review crab cakes.
I know. It's too much work.
What, reviewing?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. It's too much work.
Yes.
I think I hacked the system.
How did you hack the system?
All right. So.
All right. Before you do this, is this entertaining you or is this
entertaining me?
Like, what's the end game here? Are you trying to get famous?
No.
Are you trying to make money?
No.
Is this a side hustle yours?
No. I already know that's a pipe dream.
Or you have thoughts that you want to get off your chest and you're going to do that through TikTok.
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm a sucker for all these online games and things.
The ranking
stuff.
Yes,
right?
I've seen those.
I see them.
Every time I see one, I get captivated by
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Okay. And the problem is so I, go to @drab t-shirt on TikTok if you have one. All right.
All
and
right,
follow
here comes,
me.
Here comes the shilling.
And follow me.
Yeah.
So I've seen for years people do all these ranking things, blind rankings of a lot of sports stuff, right?
Okay.
I love college football. And I'm not gonna lie, none of this stuff was my idea, but I always get entertained when I see Bryce Harper do it.
Okay.
He's one of many. All right, so Bryce Harper will be sitting in the clubhouse one day, and he'll have something that'll pop up, and it'll be like, rank, if you're a five-star recruit, rank these what schools you'd go to or something like that.
Okay.
All right? And I'm always watching. I'm like, I just want to play it. I just want to do it for myself.
Yeah.
But you can't do it unless you create the video.
Well, I mean, you could do it. Which, by the way, is genius from TikTok, because now all of a sudden you're sharing a bunch of videos and everything.
Yeah, like I wanted to make one, and honestly, I just wanted to send them to AWOD. Because AWOD's the only person that will like entertain my dumb thoughts. And I didn't really want any of it to be public, but I realized trying to do this stuff last year when I was watching NBA ones, that I'd have to download the app and do all these filter things. And I finally figured out how to do it with Michael Marr.
So Marr kind of held
my hand.
You.
He kind of held my hand a little bit. He
Isn't
was like,
that a little embarrassing, though?
Well, yeah, of course. Of course. I'm too old. But now that I made it, he goes, just post it. Nobody cares. Just post it. But then I got started getting some positive feedback, a couple thousand views.
Hold on your TikTok?
Yes, on my TikTok. And he was like, dude, you got to put it on your Instagram story so your Instagram people see it. Here, do hashtag FYP.
What is hashtag FYP?
I think it means for your page. That's what he said. But it gets it on like, I don't know. He goes, it's what beginners do. You know, it gets people discovering random people.
All right. So if Marr has all of this great advice, why is he not TikToking?
You know what Marr told me?
What?
Who's our digital editor? He told me he doesn't like social media. I'm like, all right. Well, you sure? He doesn't like the public stuff, I guess.
Okay.
He's on it. And believe me, his snap score is 1 zillion. But
he always brags about it. Yeah, it's snapping.
I don't think he likes posting very much, but he knows
how the game's played.
Anyways, I'm on TikTok. I'm going to make a video. I'm going to do at least one of these ranking things a day. But I already got people commenting on it that don't have no idea who I am.
All right, but here's
it only takes one day to go viral.
One viral post.
Yeah.
What do you? Is there any thought of keeping it separate? Like keeping TikTok drab out of Junkies drab.
Yes, but I like the idea of having a little bit of branding behind me. Not the drab branding, but the platform of the radio station. All right. So people see
that you're a radio guy.
Yeah, that I'm just not some guy in my bedroom, right? Like a little bit of like,
you have some clout.
I got a little bit of sports clout. Okay. an opinion guy, clout. People don't know who I am, of course not. But see the microphone in the background or the wallpaper.
They'll say, hey, is that Paul Feinbaum's kid?
Hey, I got that.
You just look just like him. All right. Congratulations.
All right. So I'm on TikTok. Follow me if you like dumb opinions on who has the best.
What was your latest one? Tell me.
My latest one was building a college football program. And it's like, what do you call that when it's like rotating through all the logos? A spinning thing. It's like it lands on.
Yeah, it's like a generator.
A generator. Yeah, exactly. Generator. That's how out of it I am. So it's going cycling through 100 teams, and then it stops on like Washington Huskies, and I had to pick what Washington Huskies are good at, and I pick stadium.
Oh, they have a silly stadium.
Yeah,
they have a sale.
Literally,
game.
It's dumb. Just check it out. You'll know what I'm
and
talking
what
about.
You're commenting as to why you're selecting schools for certain.
Just
things.
Doing my own rankings. My blind rankings.
You're doing
rankings.
Your own radio.
It literally means nothing.
Hey, speaking of social media,
right?
Did you? I want to talk about this. It wasn't on the Junkies at all, but this woman broke the internet last week.
Okay.
During her vacation. Am I boring you? Yawning?
No. Okay. I'm about to crack open a Don't Sleep here.
Are you familiar with Taylor Mathis?
Yes, of course.
She
stole walking bets from Odyssey's Lucy Burge.
Okay. All right. Number one, I want to talk about this controversy. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Taylor Mathis is new in my world, but apparently she was in Aruba. Okay. And she's doing her walking bets.
What is she known for, Valdez?
Well, besides her sharp
mind,
her sharp
analytical
mind.
Yeah.
The two bazookas on her chest.
Oh, okay. She's a woman of She's a busty woman. Natural bust.
Natural busties.
Okay.
She broke the internet from walking around giving out plays. If you haven't seen her videos and her in Aruba, I encourage it highly. Go search her. It'll probably be the first thing that pops up.
But she was
she was a
handicapper, is it?
Yes.
Before she was doing walking bets. Like, she's been doing this for years.
Right. She's been giving plays.
Right.
But so I don't know how to say this, but guys are losers.
Well, guys are horny.
It's just, but like what? I'm reading some of these comments.
Mm-hmm.
And
give me a little feel for the comments.
Well, I'm guessing they're
perverted.
There's a whole spectrum of the comments.
Mm-hmm.
The one person is being perverted and won't stop commenting on her jiggling busties.
Yeah.
The next guy, and this is the maybe the avenue I would take if I were to comment.
Mm. If you're going to shoot your shot,
yeah, is completely ignore
the busties.
Her busties and start breaking down her plays.
All right, yeah, that's what. Yeah, you're taking the gentleman approach.
Yeah, taking the gentleman approach. But she obviously knows what she's doing.
Yes.
Right.
It's a sticky wicket there. I've seen her comment before, like when guys comment on the size or like the bouncing.
Yes.
She gets upset. But I'm like, well, you can't get upset if this is what you're presenting.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't run and hide after you whip them out for everyone to enjoy.
Is it possible she's just doing walking bets and she just also happens to be a busty woman? And they're just in the way of her video and sharp analysis.
No, because then it would be raised higher, the camera.
Mm.
So you can tell by the angle she's trying to get them in the shot. But I don't. What's her end game with this? Right.
Her end game is to get as many followers as possible and tap into that TikTok creator fund. Probably.
Okay. And parlay the followers into.
And a little bit of cash on the side, maybe some endorsements. I believe she's sponsored by DraftKings.
Unbelievable, right?
Hey, why don't you take your shirt off, Valdez, and do your own walking bets?
You know what? Maybe I should have my big titties jingle jangle all over.
Hey, what'd you make of EB saying you had a spare tire on your tummy this week? Why don't you attack him back?
Oh, because I do. I'm fat.
No, you're not fat. He made people think things that aren't true.
I am. I'm fat. I'm husky.
I know, but why didn't you slam his look? You took that whip and I think he got to you.
What do you mean?
It was such a random attack on you. That he
I attacked him for crushing a sponsor.
Well, I know, but he went straight to your looks.
Well, that's because it's lowest common denominator.
Also, donk, tilt, dummy of the week, EB, I love you, but how can you think that a good time to talk about your upset about your run flats or your low profiles is as you read your BMW of Fairfax read?
I know.
What? I mean, there are no rules. Nothing matters, I guess, when you're the junkies.
No, I didn't take offense to it.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time. Back to Joaquin Betts.
Yeah.
What do you want to happen to her?
I want her top to fall off.
Okay. All right. You want a live feed. You want live Joaquin Betts.
Yes.
Exactly. Hey, that's what she should be doing.
Yeah, she'd be doing
it. She should be doing live. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
All right. The magic of live television. Yeah,
no dump button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm it's actually it's hypnotizing. The pace at which she walks, I can't stop. It's like someone has one of those pocket watches dangling in front of you, hypnotizing you.
You can't watch those. You have to watch those in the sanctity of your own bedroom. I mean, you can't be watching that stuff at work. You can be walking around with a halfsie.
I showed you at work.
I know, but I said I can't look at that right now. I'm going to bookmark it and come back to it.
Yeah. Hey, could you masturbate to that?
I have to less. I've sat on someone's Facebook profile before. You're desperate enough.
That's the lowest of the low, right there. I've never seen so much desperation.
You put like 10 years ago. You put me onto this kid who called into Howard Stern, and he sang Howard Stern the song, and it was I'm your Facebook.
Yeah.
I always remember that.
Hey, speaking of more social media news,
yeah.
Have you noticed? I've been really trying to put over the Costco guys.
Boom! You and Cakes. I don't understand. You guys make fun of them, but you can't. You're obsessed with them. Are you into to AJ and Big Justice or not?
I think it's because it's so corny. That's why it's so fun and funny.
Right. Are they in on the bit? Like, do they understand? It's like a Tony P thing.
Like, do they understand people are making fun of them?
Yes.
Or
are people not making fun of them and they genuinely like the content?
No, I think...
Or they think they're cool.
I think they gravitate towards the nicer comments. And they think that if you're making fun of them, that's the minority.
I got to tell you guys, if you guys are familiar with the Costco guys, what's their handle?
I don't know. Just AJ and Big Justice.
Okay.
And the Rizzler.
Oh, they don't have their own separate page? It's like
To be honest with you, I don't know. My algorithm has picked up on the fact that I've watched their
videos. Wait a second. The Rizzler, I know that name. He's part of the Rizzler. That nickname.
That's Big Justice's cousin.
Okay, that is that he's in the family. In the Costco universe.
Yes, he's in the family makes the boomer.
I didn't know that. Let me tell you guys something. The other day, I went to the bathroom during the commercial break, and I'm doing my panty voice, but I'm just trying to tell you guys. I come back into the producer studio, and Valdez has his back to me, and he's practicing his Costco guys dance all by himself. It was so embarrassing. I felt so sad for you that you're in your room by yourself practicing your dance. And I can tell right now you're like bobbing your head to it.
Yeah.
And you really like these guys. You're like way into the bit.
I don't know why. I find it funny. And I there's some sort of intrigue because I think the father's a psycho. And I think this could end poorly.
You know why? The only reason I don't even know who the Rizzler is. I kind of like it is that you showed me that dad has been trying to be famous for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Like he's been making YouTube videos for 10 years. And so I should hate that, but I actually respect the grind and the hustle. Like he's been so dedicated to his craft and he seems like a nice guy. That I'm actually happy for him.
I don't know if he's
not some just overnight success on TikTok, like Hawk to a Girl or something like that, who just said something stupid
for like
one
15
time.
15 minutes of fame.
Yeah. Like he's put in the work. Like if someone should be TikTok famous, it should be him.
The guy that kept his nose to the grindstone.
Yeah, and worked the algorithm. Right.
I figured out his niche.
Yeah, exactly.
This is why he's so intriguing, is that I don't know if he's a good father or not. Because he seems very into his family,
right.
which is awesome. But then I'm thinking about this guy is dragging his kid around all over God's green earth to do these videos and to make content like that. Like this kid has like no life because his dad, because now he's a part of his dad's algorithm and his dad's need for fame.
Hey, you know who needs to do a combo video with the Costco guys?
Yeah.
Taylor Mathis. I've seen some titties bouncing in those Costco videos.
He puts the big in Big Justice.
Which one's Big Justice? The kid?
The kid.
Okay, makes sense. He's a big kid.
He is a big kid. But like, this kid plays baseball. I have never seen him take a swing of a bat in my life.
He's just the only thing I see him swing is that chicken bake around. He's always got a chicken bake with him. No, props to them. I know that you get a kick out of it. Maybe I'll start following them.
Why don't you do your TikToks and then ask them to collab?
A collab? Yeah. All right. I'm sure they get a lot of requests for collabs these days.
Hey, maybe we should do a Walking Bets together.
Hey, I already got my angle. You fire up that jumbo lump thing. All right.
Well, that's what I've noticed is that you got to have an angle.
You got to have an angle.
If you're going to be popular, you got to have an angle.
Right.
I have no angle.
You got to find something that doesn't take a lot of time. As you notice from mine, the junkies are talking in the background.
Yeah. Hey, that's, by the way, that's also but disrespectful.
What?
You disappeared for a segment to go do a TikTok.
It was like half a segment.
The last one today?
It wasn't even half a segment. No, I did it at like 7:30. Usually, it's when a guest is on.
We had We had a listener tell our audience about his house falling to the ground, almost dying from a hurricane.
Yeah,
and you're out there TikToking.
I was not TikToking during the flood segment.
You were gone the entire flood segment.
No, I wasn't. I came back about halfway through.
It's just but disrespectful.
It was the world's longest story. All right, I had to take a break. I went to the bathroom.
You're gonna be that guy, though. You understand that where you're setting up. You're setting up your phone. You have your ring light, and you're doing your dumb dance, TikToking. Yeah. You're Jackson Mahomes.
You're the one doing TikTok dances.
You're Jackson Mahomes.
You're doing TikTok dances during
you
the show.
You are.
I'm just knocking out a quick. I'm talking sports.
Hey, I'm Patrick. You're Jackson. I'm Patrick. You're Jackson.
I'm talking sports.
And you're
sports.
Over there just TikToking.
You're doing dances. I'm talking sports.
You're trying to cheat the algorithm and get TikTok famous. All right,
we'll see. When I got a million followers and I'm promoting the fan, CK's going to be thanking me.
If you have million followers, you shouldn't be anywhere close to this building. What are you doing? Are you that much of a radio lifer?
Hey, Valdez, haven't you said if I win the Powerball, I'm still going to work on the show?
I did say that.
Okay, all right, get out of here then.
Maybe for a year.
Yeah. I always think about how you say that. I'm like, first thing I'm doing is coming in here, giving a swan song, and you'll never see me again. Valdez is still going to be punching butt.
No, I've always said that if I got the Powerball, I would pay
someone to run your shift.
No,
you're just hanging out.
I would also pay the FCC fine for the day.
Oh, every day you're going to pay $250,000?
No. I said just for one of the day.
One day. You're gonna just drop an F bomb and let it get through.
Everybody gets their own.
Oh.
You can mother F somebody.
Speaking of lighting your money on fire, that is.
It's a lot of curse words.
All right, guys. Valdez and I also we're going to talk about the chicken debate. But let's be honest. I think we've talked about chicken enough on the show this week. All right, you don't need any more input from Valdez and I about that. But EB did point out something true about it. I'm tired of everybody trying to one up with their own chicken place, their own a mom and pop chicken place or regional chicken place that no one else has tried. It's all relatively the same. You know what I've learned?
I've learned to just not give out suggestions.
Why?
Because if, like...
What did you give out?
No, I'm just not myself.
Crisp and juicy or something?
No, not myself. Well, like food places. If I like something, I'm not going to let someone tear it down for me.
Like,
that makes sense.
Okay.
Like if I have a restaurant that I go to, or a pizza place, like if I enjoy that, why would I share it with you for only you to go? You know what? That place sucks.
Ruin my day, ruin my time, ruin it for me.
Same thing with movies, TV shows. Mm. You notice I'm out on the suggestion game. I don't suggest what. For you to watch or what anyone to watch.
Well, that's just because I never got around to watching it. It wasn't because you gave me bad recommendations.
I know, because that also stings too.
When you suggest something, I got to watch 40 episodes of something.
When you suggest something and that person goes, oh, okay. And then a week later, hey, have you done that? No, haven't. That's kind of a slap in the face.
I know.
So I'm out on suggestions.
I don't
do suggestions anymore. I'm selfish.
I've told you this before. I'm a movie guy. 90 minutes. I don't have the mental capacity or I just get bored. I'm itching for my phone. I can't lock in for 10 episodes. There's nothing on the...
You're itching for your phone now. Just wait until you have TikToks going nonstop.
Well, that's true.
I mean, do you need more phone stuff?
No.
You're constantly on your phone.
All right. Hey, don't be jealous.
You're going to leave me behind. You're going to leave me stranded.
No.
on the Junkies Desert Island.
All right. All right, guys. Thanks for listening today. We're out of here. It's hard. I mean, it's Commander season. Not a lot of bits, not a lot of shtick. No.
There's bits.
What bits?
I've been.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We didn't even talk about that.
We'll
see. If it hits, then there'll be a big story next week.
I just, I, I, think about it every day. I'm going to tell you that.
Can I say something?
I think about it every day.
I set you up. You knock them down.
What do you mean?
During that, EB tried to get, I said, I'll kiss your toes, right?
Okay. Classic bit. Kiss your toes. Because he's obviously the superior team.
Yeah.
Knows everything.
Insulting, suck your toes. Yeah. And he's, I don't know, I guess some sort of phobe or something. And he didn't want me sucking his toes. All right. So I said, you know what? It's the Browns. Valdez will come up with something. Oh, all right.
Okay.
And then 1 second later, you come in and you go, let Drab kiss the toilet seat after Chet Bay takes a shit in it.
I didn't say that. I say shit.
Well, whatever. I thought that is the parameters of the bet. That someone is going
to... There's going to be cheeks on porcelain.
Cheeks on porcelain, yeah.
Yeah, and then Drab's going to come in and sweep it up with his lips.
With my big lips.
Hey, have you even thought about...
No.
You're going to cross that bridge if it happens.
Betting that Sam Howe Commanders game where I said if they lose double or nothing,
yeah.
You spank my ass, Bear.
You can't go to that well again, though.
No.
You can't go to the double or nothing.
No, we're going to the Brown Super Bowl. Take it to the toilets.
How are we going to do this logistically?
I don't know. We'll figure out once it happens.
Zoom it in.
We'll zoom. I don't think NBC probably or Monumental probably doesn't even want it on their TV. Maybe on my TikTok.
Now you're pissing me off.
All right. Everybody have a good weekend.
Yeah, see you guys.
Enjoy the college football and NFL, and we'll see you back on the Junkies.
Later.
Later.